And hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Delaware County Matters on WDLR, My96.7, and CD92.9. My name is Evan T. Gardner, and I am here again with my producer, Nathan Tracy. Today's episode is all about Olentangy Berlin High School, Olentangy's latest addition to their high school family. They've only been around since mid to late 2018, if I'm remembering correctly. And something that I find really impressive about this high school is that they have recently been recognized for their school spirit, as they have won America's Most Spirited High School Award. So a very big congratulations to you, Berlin folks. I'm sure that is a very exciting thing. And here with me today to interview us about this award and Berlin is the principal of Olentangy Berlin High School, Mr. Todd Spinner. How you doing today, Mr. Spinner?
Doing really well, Evan. Hey, thanks so much for having us on. I really appreciate you and all the folks at WDLR. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'd like to thank you so much for your time today. First of all, just go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So, Evan, this is my 28th year in education and 22nd as a high school administrator. I'm proud to serve as the principal at Olentangy Berlin High School. We opened in 2018 with approximately 900 students, grades 9 through 11. And I'm married. I've been married for 27 years now to my beautiful wife, Michelle. I've got two fantastic children. My daughter, Emma, graduated from the original Olentangy High School and then went to Otterbein, where she excelled in soccer and softball for the Cardinals. And then my son currently is a running back at John Carroll University, and he'll be entering his junior season at JCU as a exercise science major. So I'm so proud of all of them. But that's a little bit about me. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and played baseball for Cleveland State for a few years. And then I moved down here in 93 and finished my collegiate career at Ohio Dominican College for the Panthers. And that's what brought me to Columbus. But once again, I'm proud to serve as the principal at Olentangy Berlin High School.
Very good. So you mentioned that you've been in the education field for 28 years now, you said?
Correct, yes.
Awesome. So in those 28 years, have you always been with the Olentangy district, or have you been with other school districts too?
Yeah, no, Evan, thank you for that. So when I graduated from Dominican, I started my teaching career at Dublin Scioto High School, and I taught English language arts for 6 years at Scioto. And then I moved on to administration and served as an assistant principal at Marion Harding High School for 2 years. Then I came back closer to 270 and served as the assistant principal at Delaware Hayes for 4 years, and then became a principal at Westerville Central High School for 10. And then in 2017, I was very fortunate to be hired by Mr. Rafe, our superintendent in Olentangy and the Board of Education, as the first ever principal at Olentangy Berlin High School.
That's awesome. I did mention that Berlin is the newest addition to Olentangy's high school family. But can you tell us a little bit more about Berlin in the 4 years that you've been in business?
When I was hired in 2017, they had 100% belief in me and my vision for Olentangy Berlin High School. And I was able to hire the entire staff here at Olentangy Berlin. And it was all about fit. It was all about the right fit, making sure that those teachers and staff members were 100% all in and invested. And we talk a lot about trust and having a positive culture and climate. And those are the types of folks that that walk the halls on a daily basis here at Berlin. We hired all of our staff, and then we opened in 2018. And I just looked at the enrollment numbers. It was actually 898 students in 2018 because we had three grade levels. And so, you know, athletically, in the extracurricular realm, academically, you know, we had approximately 400 fewer students than most high schools because we only had three grade levels. So You know, with that being said, we didn't look at that as an excuse. We looked at that as an opportunity to build something really special, build that solid foundation, and then the next year when we had four grade levels in the building, we were able to fully welcome everybody into the Berlin family. And this past year, Evan, we just graduated our first four-year graduating class, so that certainly was special. Getting back to Berlin, once again, the things that we believe in is that if you have a disciplined, positive culture and climate, you can accomplish anything. But without that, you can't accomplish anything. You have to have that discipline. You have to have that positive atmosphere where everybody's pulling for everybody. And that culture and climate will drive your athletics. It'll drive your academics. It'll drive everything that's occurring in and around the school. And everybody at Berlin is bought in, and that's what makes this a very, very special place. You know, when you walk into the building, the number of substitute teachers who have come in and out of the building and parents, and they just, you know, say how great of an atmosphere it is in the building and how did we do this? And it's real simple. We did it together. You know, when Mr. Rafe hired me, yeah, I had the charge and I had the vision. And I was able to make a lot of decisions on my own in the direction of the building. But once the staff was on board, we then became a family, and we did it shoulder to shoulder here at Berlin High School. And we're so much of a family, Evan, that I will tell you that there's not a student and probably not a parent and definitely not a staff member that doesn't know our address. Our address is 3140 Berlin Station Road. And people say, Mr. Spinner, why is it important that people know your address? Well, Evan, I bet you know your home address, right?
Yes, I do.
I would hope so. So if this is our home, and if everybody at Berlin is a family, it only makes sense that they know their address. And so it really is quite simple. After people hear that answer, they're like, shoot, that makes sense. So we truly have that family atmosphere, and that's why that address is so important, and that's why we preach families all around the building. But I couldn't be more proud of the things that our students are accomplishing here at Berlin High School. Our projected enrollment, Evan, this coming school year is over 1,650 students. So in just five short years, we've almost doubled in size, and we're very proud of that, because the more people that you have doing positive things, the greater chance you have of being successful as a whole. So very, very excited about what's happening in and around Old Tangi Berlin High School.
Very good. So can you explain to us a little bit what a positive culture atmosphere looks like for you?
100%. Yeah, that's a great question. So it's everything. It is not just, you know, we have every Friday is Double Blue Friday. So regardless of if there's a big game or if there's a big choir concert or if there's a big theater event, it doesn't matter. And you pick a Friday during the school year, and well over 80% of our student body and our staff have the Double Blue on. Because that's important. You know, people might say, well, so what? Everybody's wearing the same shirt. Well, if you're a part of a team, everybody's got the same uniform on. And if you're a part of a positive movement, everybody should be walking and moving and rowing in the same direction. So every single Friday is Double Blue Friday. You know, if you walk around, you'll see students wearing wristbands, the Double Blue wristband. And it's not just about the trinkets and the gimmicks and all those types of things. It's about the traditions that we've developed in 4 years. You know, everybody can do a fist bump. Well, we call it a bear bump because we're the bears, and then we do a claws up afterwards. So we'll bump fists, and then we make a claw at each other. And people say, so what does that do? Well, that's just another thing that says, hey, we're all in this together. So that's the type of thing you'll see at Old Tangi Berlin High School. You'll see signage around the building that says control what you can control. So, you know, let's say if you got a poor grade on an exam, Evan, I'm sure you never did. You were a great student.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you can control that. So if you studied as much as you could study and you got the best grade that you could get, you controlled what you could control. However, if you had 5 days to study and you only used 3 of those, you didn't control what you can control. So it's messages like that. It's messages like shoulder to shoulder. It's messages like claws up. If our students and our staff buy in to the fact that, hey, if we're doing this together, this high school experience, and our goal is to get you through high school successfully and in a positive nature, you can't miss. So that's what that positive culture and climate look like. If we're all doing the same thing and we're doing it the right way and we're having fun while we're doing it, we can't fail. And that's what happens at Berlin High School. So we're all going to have days where, shoot, I just don't feel good physically, or maybe I'm not in the right state of mind. But you know that you have over 1,600 other students to help you. You know that you have over 120 staff members, family members that will help you out. You know, there's a lot of schools where our students don't know the custodians' names. I can guarantee you that our students know that Dewey Beachley is our head custodian. He's part of our family. It's that family atmosphere. It's like when you come home. You know, if you have a long day at work and you come home and you take that big sigh of relief, oh, I'm at home, I'm around people who care about me. That's what you get when you walk into Olentangy Berlin High School. So we believe that if you have all of that, that's when true academic success can happen. That's when athletic success can happen. That's when success on the theater stage or in a band contest. To have that positive discipline, culture, and climate, that's what takes you to the next level. So in a nutshell, that's what happens at Berlin.
Very good. Well, Mr. Spinner, before we go any further, we are going to go into a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsor. And when we come back, we will interview Mr. Spinner some more and learn more about Berlin and this awesome award. Stick around, everybody. And welcome back to Delaware County Matters, everybody. If you're just joining us, then just welcome. I'm glad you're here. I know I'm glad to be here. My name is Evan T. Gardner, and I'm here again with my producer, Nathan Tracy. And those of you that are just joining us, we are interviewing Mr. Todd Spinner from Berlin High School, Olentangy Berlin High School, about the awesome America's Most Spirited High School Award that they have just received. So, what does school spirit mean to you?
So school spirit is just kind of what I talked about, Evan. It's everything. It's not just, you know, the double blue sunglasses and the wristbands and the t-shirts. It's about attitude, and it's about living the vision, living the mission. It's not smoke and mirrors. We have a 6-foot by 6-foot seal, an emblem, okay? Our crest is right in front of our media center in our main hallway, okay? So every 48 minutes a bell rings, and for 5 minutes it's passing period. Nobody in this building walks across that seal. There aren't stanchions around it. No one's standing there guarding it. We're close by. Nobody steps on it because it stands for something. So that's what school spirit is. Not just rah-rah and cheerleaders and the band. It's a feeling. It's an atmosphere. It's that culture and climate we're talking about. So there are examples upon examples upon examples at Berlin High School. It's how we greet each other. It's how we talk to each other. It's how we care about each other. It's how we support each other. You know, our counseling team, Evan, is out in the main area. They're not hidden in their offices. We have our one or more counselors out in that main student services area every single period because we want our students to know that we're here for them. That's what school spirit is. It's not who's the loudest and who can cheer the most. It's an everyday feeling, event, and culture that you experience at Olentangy Berlin High School. Great question, Evan. I love talking about our culture and climate at Berlin.
Very good. So what do you think are some ways that we can continue to increase school spirit?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So the minute that anybody in this building thinks, hey, we've done enough and we can just kind of rest on our laurels, that's the minute we take a step backward. We talk about it all the time at Olentangy Berlin High School. You have to be purposeful. You have to stand out in the hallways because don't forget, I mentioned that word discipline. In order to have a positive culture and climate and a fantastic high school experience, you have to have discipline. And when people hear discipline, many times, unfortunately, they think of negative things. I don't. Discipline is just doing things the right way, period. That's what discipline is. So if we do things the right way and we are positive about how we do them, that's what continues the culture and climate. That's what continues that spirit. So continuing to wear the double blue, continuing to give bear bumps and claws up, continuing to treat others how we want to be treated, continuing to pick up your friends if they're feeling down. It's high school. There's boyfriends, there's girlfriends, there's tests, there's quizzes. You know, I forgot my lunch. It's high school, no different than when you went and when I went and my parents went. So with that being said, it's how you respond, right? That's what defines your character, and that's what defines how you continue to improve and build on that positive foundation. So if we continue to be there for each other, and if we continue to build, and if we don't rest on our laurels, if we continue to be in the hallways during, and I'm talking about our staff members, if they're out in the halls during classes and students see that they're out there and they're talking with them and they're engaging them, and if the administrative team is in the commons during lunch periods and walks the building during other periods and is there to support the students, the parents, the community, the staff, we will continue to move forward. But it's, and I'll finish this answer how I started it. If we stop doing any of those things, the wristbands, the sunglasses, the shirts, the bear bumps, the support, the positive, encouraging words to students that are down, all those types of things, if we stop any of that, that's when you take a step backwards. So we talk about it all the time. Our bear belief statement, Evan, I developed a bear belief statement with 25 community members, parents, teachers, and students back in 2017. We met 6 different times, 2 hours each time, and it was a very diverse group of folks. And we talked about what we want Olentangy Berlin High School to be about, to look like. And it has words in there. It's a very simple statement. It's about a paragraph long, but it talks about honoring diversity, the fact that we all come from different walks of life. It talks about trust, honesty, and building relationships in an inclusive environment. So if we hold true to all those things, and if those aren't just words on a poster, we can't lose. So we refer to that belief statement all the time. It's in every single classroom, and it's on 20 different 4-foot by 4-foot posters around the building. It's in our weight room. It's in our gymnasium. It's in our student services area. So we hold true to that. So many times high school principals will miss the mark when they try to do the flavor of the month philosophy. You can't do that. It's not about Todd Spinner. It's not about me as the principal. It's about us as a family and what we believe in. So if we continue to do those things and add to those things we're doing, we can't miss.
Very good. So, as we talked about in the beginning of this episode, Olentangy Berlin High School has been recognized as America's most spirited high school. They have won that award. So, once again, congratulations to all the folks in the Berlin family. Mr. Spinner, what does this award mean to you?
Boy, I mean, it really means a lot. And, you know, when we first met the very first time, I remember in 2018... and we talked about the success triangle. We talked about the parents and the community, the staff, and that includes central office and the Berlin staff, and then also the students. If all three of those stakeholders are involved and on the same page, you can't miss. So to answer your question, it means the world to us because it means that the staff, the students, and the parents / community have all come together to create such a special place. And Varsity Brands, which is a national company, it's a national company that believes in elevating the student experience in all realms. When they recognize you as the most spirited school in the whole country, every school is eligible to be in this. So some schools can't say, well, we didn't have an opportunity. Yes, they did. Absolutely. Every school in the country had an opportunity to be in the running for this. And Olentangy Berlin High School was selected. as the number one most spirited high school in the country. It means the world to Berlin because it truly, truly puts an exclamation point on everything we've talked about in this interview and everything we've built here over the 5 years. It really just shows that, you know what? We nailed it. What we're doing, and I say we a lot, Evan, because it's not about me. What we as a family have created and continue to build here at Olentangy Berlin High School is something very, very special, and Varsity Brands recognize that. So we celebrated it as soon as that word came out. Instagram and Twitter were going crazy. Social media was nuts, Evan, with positive information. We heard from a lot of alumni from Berlin about how proud they were to wear the double blue, a lot of parents, a lot of community members. Many administrators from other districts around the country reached out to me, you know, hey, do you have any thoughts? We're trying to do this. We're trying to do that. You guys are doing great things. And then, Evan, we'll celebrate this when we come back to school as a Berlin family in that second week of August. We will celebrate this in a pep rally, in a parade in the building. And I'm sure there'll be a T-shirt or two marking that celebration. So, really, really cool, but it validates what we believe here at Berlin High School, that if you have a discipline, positive culture and climate, that you can't miss. And we're so appreciative, you know, Varsity Brands, for them to recognize us. And it was a long selection process. You know, Varsity Brands visits a lot of schools, and there's a lot of voting involved. You have to have letters of recommendation written by community members, by parents, by school faculty. So it's an intricate process, and it's just such a great honor, and I'm very appreciative of everybody at Berlin for making that happen.
Very good. So, Mr. Spinner, anything else you'd like to say that we didn't discuss today?
You know, truly, Evan, once again, thanks for allowing me to have this time, I want to thank everybody who's ever played a part, whether or not they went to Olentangy Berlin, that have played a part with helping us to be the school that we are today. You know, and that's Mr. Rafe, once again, our superintendent, the Board of Education, everybody at Central Office, the district leadership team, our neighbors. You know, when we built Olentangy Berlin High School, you know, this was farmland. So all of those folks, the original members of the Berlin community, everybody in our community, I want to thank. Every student that has walked the halls, I would like to thank. I always say all the time, our staff is the best staff in the best building, in the best district in the state of Ohio, and now, Evan, in the country. And I mean that wholeheartedly. You know, we're going to continue. We're not going to rest on our laurels. As long as I'm principal here, we will continue to support each other, to have a disciplined, positive culture and climate so that we can be successful academically, athletically, in all of our extracurricular activities. And by the way, we have over 68 groups, clubs, and activities, Evan, because we want our students to feel that they can get involved in different things. So proud of all that we have done here at Olentangy Berlin High School. And I can't wait to see the great things that we accomplish this upcoming school year.
That's awesome. Well, Mr. Spinner, I'd like to thank you so much for your time today, and a huge congratulations to you and everyone else in the Berlin family for that award. That is a very exciting time for you, I'm sure. That's all we have for you today, Delaware County. Once again, my name is Evan T. Gardner, and I'm here again with my producer, Nathan Tracy. And be sure to tune in next time for some more Delaware County Matters. Take care, everybody.